Welcome to the Here's My Story channel. I'm Sam. One night, my stepdad came home out of breath. Turn off the lights. They were following me, but I got rid of them. They can't find out where I live, or else I'm done for. I turned off all the lights. My mom screamed, "What's going on? Who are you running away from? Have you been gambling again?" My stepdad shut her up by saying, "Keep your voice down. They'll hear you. These men are armed. Trust me, you don't want them to find me." He waited anxiously all night in the dark, listening to the sounds outside. Whenever a car passed by, our hearts started pounding. I'd never been so scared in my life. My stepdad Keith has a gambling problem. As usual, he lost all the money he had on him. Then he borrowed more money from the casino. He gambled that away as well. The owner of the casino said, "You have 1 week. If you don't pay, you'll owe me twice as much." My stepdad couldn't pay it back. Months passed by. His debt kept going up. Eventually, the owner of the casino decided to take matters into his own hands. My dad died when I was 10. My mom was really lonely after that. She needed someone she could share her life with. She met Keith last year, but I knew he wasn't a good person the first time I saw him. I begged my mom not to marry him, but she wouldn't listen. She married him too quickly. And even though the marriage is failing, she still puts up with him because she's too scared of being alone. The next morning, I had to go to school because I had an important exam. I hadn't gotten enough sleep and I was feeling awful. During the exam, I put my head on the desk and fell asleep for a while. My teacher noticed and asked, "What's going on, Sam? Are you sick?" After the exam, my best friend Pete came to chat. "You don't look good, bro. What's up?" he said. I told him what happened the night before. He was concerned. "This is really serious. In movies, when bad guys want to scare people who owe them, they say, 'If you don't pay, you won't see your family again.' So it's not your stepdad who's in real danger. It's you and your mom," he said. Pete was right. It's impossible for him to come up with all that money to pay the guys. I need to protect my mom from them. "But I don't know how I'm going to do that," I replied. Pete smiled. "I owe you a lot. Now it's time for me to help you out. We're going to my place after school. I only need you to promise me one thing. Everything you'll find out will stay a secret between us. Deal?" I was really intrigued. I nodded. "Of course. You can trust me," I said. You might be wondering why Pete said, "I owe you a lot." So let me tell you. Pete came to our school at the beginning of the year. Just like every other school, we've got bullies. They started picking on him because Pete was so short. They'd shout, "Midget!" whenever they saw him. Pete couldn't say anything back because he was afraid of them. We had just met. Once, they started picking on Pete while I was with him. But I taught those bullies a lesson that day. From then on, they kept away from us. Afterward, Pete always felt like he owed me, but I didn't expect anything in return since he was my friend. I'd never been to Pete's house. "Which bus goes to your place?" I asked. He smiled. "We're not taking the bus. You're going to learn a lot of things about me today," he said. We walked 3 blocks until we stopped at a corner and started waiting. A gigantic SUV showed up and parked in front of us. The driver got off and opened the door. I got into the SUV. Turns out Pete's family was beyond rich. "Why do you go to public school if you're so well off?" I asked. "Because my parents were worried that I'd be a spoiled little brat if I were friends with rich kids," Pete said. "That's why they wanted me to go to public school." I agreed, so I played along. After a while, we arrived at a huge mansion. There were security guards everywhere. Pete said, "My parents are traveling for work. Normally, I can't have friends over. Come on, I want to show you some wild stuff. You wouldn't believe me if I told you about all this. That's why I wanted you to see them for yourself." The mansion looked amazing. I still couldn't process the fact that my best friend was so rich. How do you make so much money? What did his father do for a living? Still stunned by the grandeur of Pete's house, he led me out the back door. There were lots of trees in the garden. Pete pointed to one of the trees. I looked at the tree he was gesturing towards, but I didn't get it. Pete laughed out loud. "Bro, look a little closer. Notice anything strange about these trees?" I looked at the tree again. "What? No way! That's impossible!" I screamed. What I thought were leaves turned out to be money. As I moved in closer, I realized that they were all $100 bills. Then I looked at the other trees. They were full of money too. I turned to Pete and said, "You're not pranking me, are you?" "Of course not! These are money trees," he said. "These trees are the source of my family's fortune. More specifically, the leaves we pick from them," he replied. Soon after, we went to Pete's room. I couldn't help but start yelling in excitement. This is, all at once, the most ridiculous, unbelievable, and miraculous thing I've ever seen in my life. Pete said, actually, if you look at it, it's not a miracle. It's science. My dad's a botanist. He worked on this crazy project for 12 years and finally succeeded in engineering trees that can grow money. Then he took out a box. Inside were things that looked like nuts, but they were green in color. He took one out and offered it to me. What you're holding in your hand is a money plant seed. It grows up to 6 feet in only 10 days and yields 200 $1 bills. You can think of the bills like fruit. If you don't pick the fruit, they'll ripen. Ooh. In 10 more days, $1 bills become $10 bills. Once 30 days pass, $10 bills mature to $100 bills. After harvesting all the bills in the tree at full maturity, you'll have $20,000. Then the cycle starts again. 10 days later, you get $1 bills. 20 days, you get $10 bills. 30 days, you get $100 bills, and so on. The numbers may sound confusing, but all you really need to remember is you can get $20,000 a month from one tree. That adds up to $240,000 a year. I was listening to him in shock. If I hadn't just seen the money trees, I would have never believed what Pete was telling me. Pete said, my dad gives me one money plant seed every birthday. That way I can grow my own money trees in the future. The seed I gave you is yours now. You can pay off your stepdad's debt with it. And thanks to the money tree, you can live all your life without worrying about money. I was so excited. This was such a big gift. I hugged Pete. I will never, ever forget this. I could never even dream to repay you, I told him. Pete's driver was going to drop me off at home. I said goodbye to my friend and got in the SUV. On the way, I started thinking about what I needed to do. First of all, I decided not to mention the money tree to my stepdad. If I told him, he wouldn't believe me anyway. But should I tell my mom? It made more sense to hide it from her as well for now. Maybe I can tell her down the line. My priority was to grow the tree and pay off my stepdad's debt with the first crop. When I came home, I found my mom and stepdad fighting. What difference does it make if you sell the furniture? My mom said. You're saying you owe them $10,000. You couldn't even get $1,000 for everything here. If we make $1,000 selling off the furniture, my stepdad shouted back, then the amount I owe goes down to $9,000. This is our problem. Everyone needs to chip in. Then he turned to me. Sam, you can't cruise anymore. You're going to quit school and start working. His tone grew more intense. You will give me every penny you make. I glowered back at him. I'll pay off your debt, I said coldly, but you need to ask for more time. Convince them to wait for one more month. Tell them that if they agree, you'll give them double, $20,000 instead of $10,000. My stepdad didn't take me seriously. What the heck are you on, kid? How are you going to come up with $20,000 in a month? He screamed. What else you got? I responded calmly, holding my ground. Besides, I'm not doing this for you, but for Mom. He stared at me. He didn't believe me, but he obviously needed more time anyway. Okay. I'll go and talk to the guys. But if we can't put together $20,000 by next month, it's over. You will have to say goodbye to your mom. I went to my room without a word. Now I could see the real extent of Pete's generosity. Thanks to him, not only could I pay the debt, but I would also never have to work again in my life. After everyone went to sleep, I snuck out to the backyard. There was a gap between the tall garden fence and the house itself. I was sure that no one had been there in years. It was completely out of sight. I could grow the money tree here without anybody noticing. I turned on my phone's flashlight to find a good spot and planted the seed. Now, all I needed was time. The next night, I waited for everyone to fall asleep. I went down to check the tree. There was nothing. I was so stressed. I really wanted everything to go as planned. When I checked again in a week, I was so excited to see the little plant coming out of the seed. I took a picture and sent it to Pete. He immediately replied, "Congrats, bro! You're the proud owner of a money tree now." That night, I dreamed of swimming in a pool of money until the morning. When I woke up the next morning, I had a huge smile on my face. When the 10 days were up, I was incredibly psyched. After making sure my mom and my stepdad were sleeping, I went out to the garden. When I turned on my phone's flashlight, the tree was illuminated. I almost screamed with joy. Just like Pete said, there was a lot of $1 bills on the tree. I was so happy that I couldn't stand still. I started dancing as if there was music playing. Just about then, I heard a noise behind me. What are you up to? I've been watching you for days. What are you so happy about? When I turned back, I saw my stepdad. I was shocked. I opened my mouth, but couldn't speak. My stepdad was holding a big flashlight. He held it up to the tree. What's this? Why did you stick all this money on this tree? Then he lifted his hand up and grabbed one of the dollars. First, he looked at the tree, then to the money, and finally to me. He was wild-eyed. Is money growing on this tree? You better have an explanation for this. Tell me what's going on, he screamed. The second my stepdad found out, all my plans went out the window. But don't worry about me. You'll never guess the incredible things that happen in episode 2 of my story. See you in next week's video. Goodbye for now.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same-day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. Happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.